The event at the Ballantyne Resort was in honor of employees who have been with U.S. Airways for more than 40 years. Of course, U.S. Airways didn't exist 40 years ago. It's the result of many different mergers and acquisitions. In 1939, there was an airline called All American Aviation. It flew through small Pennsylvania and Ohio Valley towns delivering mail. The name changed to All American Airways 10 years later, and then again to Allegheny Airlines. Allegheny acquired Lake Central and Mohawk Airlines and then changes its name to U.S. Air. Piedmont and Pacific Southwest Airlines, meanwhile, merge into U.S. Air. In 1997, U.S. Air changes its name to U.S. Airways, and the last merger was in 2005, when it merged with America West. Just ask mechanic Timothy McCullum how confusing this can be. He got his start in 1967 when he was 20 years old.
How many mergers have you been through?
There's a long silence as he counts the number of times his company was merged or acquired by another airline. He turns away from me to count the mergers on his fingers.
Well, the American one would be six.
U.S. Airways is in the process of merging with American to become the world's largest airline. McCullum spent the evening swapping stories with employees young and old. He says he always enjoyed fixing things growing up in Ohio. When he was in high school, he had his own bike shop to fix other people's bikes and soon moved up to fixing cars. After graduation, he went to aircraft mechanic school.
I guess I like grease under my fingernails.
McCullum was flown in from Pittsburgh, where he works as a line maintenance technician. He says when a plane rolls in, if there is anything wrong, he has to fix it. It's the same title he had in 1967, but McCullum says it's a much different job.
The problem is, do you own a computer? Well, the airplanes now have about 20 computers on board, okay? And I'm not a computer guru. So, me, I'm a little bit behind the curve on that.
Standing next to McCullum is his boss, Frank Schwartz, an aircraft inspector in Pittsburgh. He's been with the company for 49 years. I asked him to elaborate.
How has the job changed since you first started?
You don't have enough time for that. A lot of things have changed. We're just having this conversation here, how the whole industry has evolved over the years. And it's no longer a kick-the-tires operation as portrayed 50 years ago. Fly-by-wire is a buzzword for no longer have mechanical controls. It's all electronic boxes and hydraulic actuators. And so it's become very sophisticated. But somehow we're still managing.
62 employees were honored at this event, and the gift they received was another computer for McCullum to work on, an iPad mini. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.